in Prague.
Silence has never helped or protected victims. Silence, it only helps the criminals.
That's the voice of prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo from the film The Reckoning, the battle for the International Criminal Court. The permanent tribunal was established in 2002 and was most recently in the news for issuing an arrest warrant for the president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir. However, the court, based in The Hague, is not without its critics, and countries such as the US, China and Russia are not members. After a screening of The Reckoning on Tuesday night, Ian Willoughby asked its director, Pamela Yates, whether there was any evidence the existence of the ICC had deterred would-be war criminals.
When we started to make The Reckoning, the battle for the International Criminal Court, I thought the film was going to be about trials and about arrest warrants. And I very quickly began to understand it was actually going to be much more about the effect of the court. What effect is the court having in the world? How is it trying to stop the culture of impunity? And I think there are some actually very measurable effects. First of all, it has brought a pretty sustained peace to Uganda, because the Lord's Resistance Army is afraid of the International Criminal Court. They're outside of Ugandan territory. They're hiding in the Congo. And they've created some havoc in the Congo. But in northern Uganda, things have been relatively peaceful. The court's overseeing of the paramilitary activity in Colombia is another one. Colombians are very aware that unless they impose their own rule of law, the International Criminal Court will come into their country. So I think it's had, in some ways, a measurable and some ways an immeasurable effect in the world. And some of that has yet to be determined.
But isn't the court fatally hamstrung by the fact that it doesn't have any kind of powers of enforcement in terms of arresting people?
That is the International Criminal Court's Achilles heel. But it also forces the court to build consensus among the member states. It forces them to act in the diplomatic and international community to make sure pressure is brought on the states to arrest, especially in the case of the arrest of President al-Bashir of Sudan. The international community must come together to pressure Sudan to give up al-Bashir.
The USA, like Russia and China, isn't a member of the ICC. The Bush administration was strongly opposed to it. Do you think that under Obama that may change?
I am really confident that our relationship to the International Criminal Court under President Obama will change. At the very least, we will re-engage with the International Criminal Court. We are going to be at the table. We'll be at the review conference in 2010. And we will have something to say about the direction of the court. Hopefully, also, the citizens of the United States will pressure our government to say, we want to be part of this court. We should be part of this court. Everything we stand for is what this court stands for.
But if the USA, Russia, China don't join, does it realistically have any kind of future, the ICC?
Absolutely. The International Criminal Court is going to operate whether or not the United States, Russia, China, or the Czech Republic join. But we hope they all will. We really need universal ratification. But as you see in The Reckoning, the court continues its work. It is unabated. It is having an effect in the world. It could have a greater effect.
Pamela Yates, director of The Reckoning, the battle for the International Criminal Court, which has been shown in the One World Film Festival. By the way, the Czech Republic is the only member of the European Union that hasn't joined the ICC, while both houses of the country's parliament have approved ratification. President Václav Klaus has yet to sign the document. Coming up next, it's Czechs in History. Jan Wellinger pays tribute to a rather special